What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it all started during a late night drive when they took a wrong turn and ended up on a quiet remote road, but they had no idea what was about to unfold.
This is Real Ghost Stories.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. So call it in. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, or just go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and it seems like forever, Kathy Gordon, since you and I have recorded any episodes.
I know.
But it's been a week. We do it every week.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know. It just seems like a long time since we've talked.
I know. That's because you moved so far away and left me.
I know. I'm so far away.
See how you are.
But, hey, did you ever used to go out for a drive in the country at night?
Oh, my God, yes.
I know. Oh my God. I was just thinking that's like something that everybody does, right?
Well, from rural America, because you and I lived in a small town in western Kansas. And so, okay, full disclosure, we would go out in the country and get high.
Speak for yourself.
That's what I would do with my friends. But there'd be keg parties out in the country in the middle of nowhere. It would just, there's just so many places to go.
And you know, I tell you, it was one time I remember, like, we went out into the country. And I do think maybe there was a couple friends that lived out in a house in the country, and we went out to see them. And then on the way back into town, we got in the middle of this thunderstorm. And it was thundering and lightning, but it was so intensely right in the middle of this thunderstorm that the lightning was just striking all around the car on the way home. And we're on these country roads and they're getting real slippy, slidey, you know, and like, I would try to close my eyes, but the lightning was so close.
It was just terrifying.
Still broad daylight with my eyes closed. Right. And so I'm sitting in the back seat and there were the two guys sitting in the front, in the two front seats. And they had long hair because everybody had long hair, back then. And their hair would lightning, and it was just standing straight up.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. I never forget that.
You are so lucky that the car didn't get hit by lightning,
right? And I just knew it was gonna. And I'm just like panic struck that we were going to be stuck out there and whatever. And we got home, but whew, I'll tell you.
It's kind of what people do. Like, because you got no place else to go. It's like you can drive up and down the same street, which people do
it's
that.
It's different when you grow up in a city because you can't get out of town, you know? And I remember one time I went up to Chicago to see our dad when I was a teenager. And I met, there were some people he worked with that had kids my age. So I went out partying with these kids. And they were talking about how, like, this one time they went on, like, the Dan Ryan and were driving 50 miles an hour or 55. And I'm like, like, that's what? You know, like, that's just normal for it. Like, you have to go out on the highway and drive 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. Like, it was so weird to me. But, you know, there was no reason for him to be in a car to drive and no reason for him to be on the Dan Ryan ever.
Well,
so,
how where we lived, if you were up late, like 2 or 3 in the morning, and you wanted to eat breakfast, the only way you could do that was drive to Oakley, Kansas.
20 miles away
for breakfast. And we did that almost every weekend. We would drive over there for breakfast.
Yeah. So, and you knew the kids from the other towns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it was funny, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's different where you're raised and, you know.
Yeah. So here is the story, and it says, "Hey, everyone, I've written in a few times already and really appreciate your thoughts on my experiences. One of the more recent stories I shared was about my husband's family and their encounters with a man in black. But today's story is something I hadn't thought about in a long time until my husband and I were listening to your podcast at work the other night. It triggered this memory for him, and we started talking about it again. We're still not totally sure what happened or what we saw. We don't know if it was something supernatural or just something else. It's not a super long story, but we figured it was worth sharing to see if you had any thoughts on it. So this happened back in 2001. My husband and I were in our early 20s, newly married, and he was in the Navy. He had just been transferred to a new duty station, so we were moving from Norfolk, Virginia, down to Mayport, Florida. We were on a really tight schedule. We had to get to Florida, pick up the keys to our new apartment, be there for the movers, and then drive all the way back to Virginia 2 days later so he could finish out his final week before the official transfer. That made me tired just reading that sentence. Because of that schedule, we did a lot of our driving at night to avoid traffic and make the most of our time. The drive down to Florida was uneventful. Everything went smoothly. We got everything done and decided to leave early to head back to Virginia so we could take it slow. We were driving back on the same route, just straight up I-95. It was around 3 a.m. when we crossed back into Virginia. We decided to pull off the highway for a quick break and wake ourselves up a bit. Without realizing it, we'd taken an exit that led us to a pretty remote area. This was before smartphones with GPS and all of that, so we were kind of winging it. Eventually, we found a small gas station on this two-lane road. We weren't in a rush, so we grabbed some coffee and chatted with a clerk who gave us directions to get back to the interstate. The road we were on was quiet, surrounded by trees, and actually kind of peaceful. There were no other cars, and the night was clear. We were focused on the road signs and making sure we didn't miss a turn when we saw something that made both of us stop breathing for a second. We were just about to drive under an overpass when we saw a black figure cross the bridge above us. The moonlight lit it up just enough for us to clearly see what it looked like, a tall, cloaked figure. It moved quickly to the center of the bridge and stopped like it was watching us as we approached. Oh my God. Now, I grew up in a small town in Kentucky, and I'd heard stories about people throwing things off bridges at passing cars. So I immediately told my husband to slow down and keep an eye out just in case. But what really stood out was how tall the figure was. He looked way taller than a person should be, standing well above the bridge railing. The figure didn't move at all as we got closer. It just stood there perfectly still. We couldn't exactly turn around or avoid it, so my husband decided to speed up and drive under the bridge quickly. As we approached, everything seemed to slow down, Still no movement, not until we were right underneath. And then in the blink of an eye, it jumped. Something black, whether it was a robe, a cloak, a tarp, we don't know, swooped down toward our windshield and then flew up over the roof of the car. My heart was pounding, my husband slammed on the brakes and immediately turned around to look out the back window, but there was nothing. We could see the road behind us clearly in the moonlight, nothing but the red glow of our brake lights, no figure, no cloak or tarp lying on the road, no animal, just nothing. It was completely still and quiet. We sat there for a moment stunned before continuing down the road. We got back on the interstate a few minutes later, still in shock. The whole thing probably lasted a couple minutes, but it felt like it went on forever. We spent the rest of the drive trying to make sense of what happened. We even stopped and checked the roof of the car. No marks, no scratches, no sign that anything had hit us. To this day, we still don't know what we saw. It didn't look like a bird or anything we could easily explain. We've tried to convince ourselves it was just something natural, but deep down we both know it wasn't. We haven't told many people about this, mostly because we know how it sounds, but it's always stuck with us and we still wonder about it every now and then. Thanks for listening, Crystal. That would like scare the shit out of me.
Well, it did not end the way I was expecting it to.
What did you think?
Well, I no way saw this thing jump off of there.
Yeah.
I thought they'd drive underneath it and it just, you know, like disappeared at
the last
second.
That was the story, the tall, mysterious figure.
But this thing that jumped has really got me thrown for a loop. I don't know what to make of it. Because if they threw a tarp or a drape or something, it would have stuck to the car. It wouldn't have just gone, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you drop a cloth of some sort, it's just going to stay kind of there and then for a couple seconds or three, and then maybe the wind will catch it and take it on over and you look in the back and you can see it go, right? But this, it was like nothing, by the way I took my understanding of this, nothing like, it dropped, but it didn't necessarily get in the way of their vision, right?
Right.
Like they knew something dropped, but it was more almost like a shadow of a cape.
You know, because I Googled it because I have heard similar stories.
I was going to say, it seems like I heard this at some point similar.
But,
you know.
So this says that shadow people can look like a dark person and fly like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lark.
I think I've heard this. I think we've had a couple stories before with a shadow figure flying
mm-hmm.
at them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they felt it was kind of drapey, but maybe the shadow figure was like kind of cape-like. You know what I mean? In its flowing movements or mm-hmm. wings, possibly.
It's just, ugh.
You know, that gave them that. But maybe the shadow wing gave him the feel of a drape or something too. But yeah, that's, and the other thing Crystal said in this that really does throw me too is she said, and this is what I always defer to. She said, you know, other people might think this was just this, but we know it was wrong. That there was something.
The fact that they both saw it too. Mm-hmm. It'd be one thing if Crystal was like, what the F did you see that? And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about, honey.
Well, and you know,
but they both saw it.
Like we do kind of look out these days for overpasses with somebody being on them, throwing things or whatever, you know, you're cognizant of that. And so you are kind of looking, but I had the feeling from right off the bat, you know, like maybe Crystal saw it and said, watch out up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's something, and he looks up but I had a feeling right off the bat, they both knew something was weird. Like it was shadowy. It didn't seem to be, and it was way too tall.
So would you say hearing that story, does that fall to you in the realm of the paranormal? Because it really does to me. Yeah,
it does. Yeah, 100%. And like I said, I'm at the end of the day, I defer to the person it happened to and their gut instinct, you know. And she's like, I don't know, but I could just tell you how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I think she lived it and it happened to her and her husband. And I think, you know, they both knew there wasn't an explanation from, you know, a normal reality.
And, you know, what they described was kind of a shadow person.
It really was.
You know, the really tall.
But that took flight.
Yeah. And they say that they do that sometimes.
And we have heard this before, that they can take flight. But I would throw out the possibility of wings.
Could be some, like, weird shadow person bird thing.
Creature thing of some sort.
That would freak me out. And especially they're on a road that's you know, they needed directions back to the interstate. That's how far off the interstate they got.
I'm telling you. And it is creepy at night on you know, back roads that you don't know. And it is dark.
Very dark.
You know, you can't even explain how dark it can be in those wooded areas. And, you know, it's creepy to begin with. But then this.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a good story, Crystal. Thank you very much. Okay, so here's our next story.
My name's Amanda. I'm calling from upstate New York. I've had paranormal experiences pretty much my entire life. It's just been something that I've dealt with. Some of it's been good, some of it's been bad. But I thought I'd share one of the sweeter ones with you, actually. I had been 15 or 16 at the time. And I was laying on the couch. I was the only one home. My brother was out. My mom was out. And I was just laying on the couch, just getting relaxed. I had turned the TV off. The lights were off. The dog was laying with me, and the cat was on the chair directly across the room. So I could see her. I knew she wasn't running through the house. And about a few minutes after I was just laying there in the darkness, I heard footsteps in the kitchen. And the footsteps started to make their way over from the kitchen into the room that I was in. And it sounded like they came right up next to the couch that I was laying on. And that kind of freaked me out in and of itself. And I was like, oh, that's a little odd. And I just kind of ignored it. And I was like, it's okay. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I'm just hearing things. And I just laid there and I tried to ignore that and go to sleep. And the noise, the footsteps had stopped. So a few minutes later, all of a sudden, I felt this coldness on the top of my head. And one thing I forgot to mention was that my grandpa had passed away recently. And he was extremely close to me, and I love him as a father, pretty much. And it was very hard for us when we found out that he had passed. And there had been a bad incident at a funeral between my father, who we don't have anything to do with, and my stepmother. They tried to prevent us from seeing him and paying our respects. So this had been around the time after he had passed. But I had felt this cold sensation on the top of my head, and my grandfather would always love to play with my hair, and he would pat my head. When I felt this cold, I just kind of got chills all down my back and down my arms, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what is going on. And I turned and I faced the inside of the couch, and I pulled the blanket up pretty much up to my chin, and I was like, okay, I need to go to sleep. And the coldness stayed, and about 30 seconds after that, I heard, good night, Mandy. And my grandfather, he was the one that I would run to when I had nightmares. About my mother, I would run to my grandpa, and he would read me this one story all the time. And hearing the good night, Mandy, and it sounded exactly like him. And after I'd heard that little bit of fear that I had went away, I still had the chills because, I mean, your grandpa's gone. You don't expect to hear his voice again. And that's one thing that I will never, ever forget because it meant the world to hear his voice again. I know it was him. I know it was his voice. He had been battling Alzheimer's for a very long time. And the last time that I had seen him, he had confused me with my grandmother, who had passed away before I was even born. So to get that recognition of him saying goodnight to me meant the absolute world to me. Thank you for this outlet. I will be calling back with more of my stories. Sorry for stammering. I'm just a little nervous. But I love the show, and have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Do you think that was her grandfather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always want to say, could you come in a less terrifying way, though?
Yeah, we
time?
Don't need the footsteps and all that shit.
Yeah, that high drama thing.
The pat on the head, whatever that was. Like, yeah.
But I do think so. Like she said, like he used to touch me. And when that happened, she thought that him. You know,
because that happened to me after our dad died. I got those feelings like where dad would kind of rub the back of your neck when you'd be mm-hmm. watching TV or something, you know, kind of by your shoulders and your neck. And that happened to me. I had that feeling after he passed more than once.
Well, and I had it where, you know, like it used to be like when I was a kid, if I was laying on the sofa or something and he came in the room, he'd grab my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And shake it or, you know, say something or whatever. And I had that happen to me once where I was in bed at night and I felt like somebody, grabbed my leg with their hand. And, you know, of course, I immediately just, you know, it was a shock. But then I laid there thinking, I think it was Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the same thing happened to her, too.
And I'm really sorry that whole thing about the funeral, that really bothers me. It's like, I don't get people.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly. Like, just let them go and grieve. You don't have to cause a damn stink and try to keep your own kid away from her grandfather's funeral.
Well, and
I hate that happened.
Your funeral.
No.
It's the grandfather's funeral. Like, I don't get that. I just, you know, you do your thing, sit over on your side of the church or wherever you are. They do theirs, whatever, you know.
But it, you know.
You don't have to talk to them.
And then him saying, goodnight, Mandy, or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe because she wasn't able to properly say goodbye to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, he came back and kind of gave her that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a gift, really, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Oh, that one just got me in the heart.
Ugh.
Stories like that always are just very, very touching to me. Mm-hmm. You know, those little bits of connection you get from the other side. Because you just need it. Grief is so dark and it's so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get just a little ray of light, like maybe they broke through and we had a communication.
Yeah.
It's everything.
It is.
Kind of gives you that peace. Mm. I just thought that was a great story. So thank you very much. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write it down, that's good. You can just send it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be a premium subscriber if that is something you would like to do. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles, based on manufacturer websites.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles, based on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes. Late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes. Late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.